So when you came here in 1930, there were the houses and the acreages. There was a post office. Mm-hmm. Were there any stores or anything like that?
Yes, there was a grocery store at the corner of, I don't know, it had been there a long time. I wouldn't know how long. But mainly a grocery store, but it had other things as well, at the corner of Douglas Road and Vernon. Yes. Marsden was the man that operated it, wasn't it, Vance?
Yeah, the one on this side, yeah. So the other one was later, I think.
Yes, it came a bit later.
Yes, it came later. Yeah, that's right.
Did people living in this area, do you think, see themselves as a community?
I think there was, they saw themselves first as individuals. They were individuals. But whenever anything became an issue, they united together very quickly on various issues. For instance, they're trying to take the post office away. Yeah. Or also to abolish Deer Lake as a name. That was one of the most interesting things that occurred in the 30s. They decided to, there are 11 Deer Lakes in British Columbia. So they decided to do this. We had an indignation meeting, and we... is that when we sent the telegram? No.
Oh, it would be later. It would be the 40s.
But the interesting thing, the content that we sent it to the Secretary of State, we really sent it to the right place always. And we told them that there were 11 Deer Lakes in Burnaby, but they wanted to know, we didn't know anything about the other 10, but we did know that this Deer Lake was held for posterity by the writings of Pauline Johnson, who has a poem, who will tell you all about the Indian story about the way the salmon migrated, and that the salmon came into False Creek in the salt water, you see, and you probably don't realize that False Creek at that time came just about to where would come as far, nearly as far as Commercial Drive. And Westminster Avenue, or Main Street as it's now called, there was a bridge right across there. A huge bridge that you went across. But the salt water came, that's all filled where the CNR station is, mm-hmm. and so on. Well, anyhow, the theory was that there was an underground passage, and the fish went from there, and this is how they got into Deer Lake. And if you get Polly Johnson's poem, it tells you all about this. Yes. Now, the fact of the matter is, of course, they got into here coming up the Fraser and came up the Burnett and through Burnaby and then Deer Creek and into Deer Lake. But so we brought this to the attention of the authorities in Ottawa and told them that we were preserved for posterity by a distinguished national poet. For heaven's sake, they can what they do with the other 10 Deer Lakes, but leave this one alone. And they left it alone.
Good.
So that's a sense of community.
Yeah.
People didn't consciously think of it as a community, but the fact that due to its geographical situation, and that also most people went to work by going down to the interurban, so everybody talked to everybody by running to the streetcar, and they knew them, and so on, you see.
Oh, yeah. And the people going by our place, walking to work, and so on.
Yeah,
so you knew one another in a friendly way.
Yeah.